Today's daf is Shabbos, daf Ayin Beis. As we continue at the beginning of Kol Gadol, finishing up the first half of the daf today, the first Amud is continuing the issue of Chiluk Malachis and Karbanas Chatos. And the second half on Amud Beis, Ayin Beis, Amud Beis, today we get to one of the major sugyas in Shas related to the concept of Misasik. As we finish up Ayin Beis until looking ahead to daf Ayin Gimel, which is all about Malecha Shabbos. So we're on the bottom line of Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph. Ayin Aleph, Amud Beis. I'm sorry, Amar Ula. Says Ula, we have 2 days here, first one in the name of Ula, and the second in the name of Rav Dimi, with not arguing, Rashi points out, but just two different statements. Amar Ula, Laman da Amar Asham Vadai Lo Baya Yediya Betchila, according to the opinion that says, of Asham Vadai does not need Yediya Betchila. What does that mean? So, a couple of notes of introduction. Number one, we know the difference between a Chatas and an Asham. They're both Karbanos that are Ba'al Chait, but Chatos is brought for many different Averas, almost all the Averas that one does B'shogeg, one brings a Chatos for if he does a B'shogeg. Asham is brought for specific Averos. Right, a Me'ilos, Shivcha Harufa, right, a couple of Averis, three Averis that are done, one brings an Asham for, and it's so red and Nazir as well, but we will not focus on those. That's the Chatas and an Asham brought for different Averos. But then there's a fifth carbon Asham, and that's the Asham Talui. What's the Asham Talui? Asham Talui is when I am not sure whether I did an Avera that's Mechayev Miachatas or not, so in the interim I bring an Asham Talui, and if I ever find out that I actually did the Aveira, I have to bring a Karban Chatas. But in the interim, as the Lashon of the Gemara says, to protect me from Yisurin in the interim, if I did the Aveira, I bring an Hashem Talui just for protection. But that doesn't solve the issue of the Chait or the Kapara, because eventually when I find out, I will have to bring a new Karban Chatas. That's number two. So number one, Chatas versus Hashem. Number two, Hashem Talui. Number three, there is a discussion in the Tanaim whether one brings an Hashem Talui, if one does an Avera, that's Chayiv. If I would do it for certain, if I would do it Vada, I'd be Chayiv an Hashem. Usually an Hashem Talui is if I would do it Vada, I would have to bring a Karban Chatas. So if I did it Pesafik, I have to bring an Hashem Talui. What about Hashem Me'ilos? What if I'm not sure if I violated Me'ila? Am I Chayiv a Karban Hashem or not? That also is a Machlokas. The Gemara is discussing within the opinion that says that you do bring an Hashem Talui when you do an Avera that would be Mechayiv you a Vadai Hashem. That is within that Shita. So now we're have a machlokas within that Shita. And that's what Ula is referring to. Rashi quotes the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon. Now on the bottom Rashi on the Amud, Rashi quotes the machlokas from Krisus on Daf Chav Beis, Rabbi Akiva Machayev al Safik Me'ilos Hashem Talui. He's Machayev. What does that mean? There are two pieces of carb of meat in front of a person, he's not sure. One of them is chul and one of them is kachim. It's one of them. He brings an Hashem Talui. So that's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Rabbi Akiva says, if somebody would eat does an Avera, which if he would do it Bavada, he'd have to bring an Hashem. If he does a Bishogig, he has to bring an Hashem Talui. But now there's an Amachlokas. What happens if he later finds out that he actually did the Avera? So by a chatas, he obviously has to bring a carbon chatas. What about this case of Asham? He brings an Asham Talui at point number one. But later on, when he finds out that he vadai did the Avera, does he have to bring a carbon Asham vadai? Like chatas or not? That's the machlokas that Ula is referring to. Moda Rabbi Akiva, she'eno mevi esmi ilaso. Rabbi Akiva says that when you bring your Asham Talui, you don't bring the payment that is usually needed to be given to Hekdish if somebody vadai violated the Isra of Me'ila. Rabbi Asham Me'ilos is always accompanied with a payment of the Keren, of the Chomesh, if they add on a little bit to Hekdesh. So do you give that originally when you give your Hashem Talui? Says Rabbi Akiva, no. Because you're going to have to bring a separate carbon. If you find out Vadai that you Vadai did it, you're going to have to pay it then. In other words, Rabbi Akiva says this Hashem Talui has nothing to do with the later Hashem. It's just exactly parallel to Chatos. As Rashi says, Ki hechi da Hashem Talui, de Shar Averos, de Safe Kares, Eino Mechaper Kapara Gemura. It does not mechaper a full kapara. Ukshi vada lo devada chata mevi chatas. And when he finds out for sure he has a bigger chatas, so too by Asham. So that is Rabbi Akiva's opinion, that Asham vadai requires yidia. Here you don't know. When you bring your original Asham talu, you don't know if you violated the Avera. So that is the opinion, Rabbi Akiva's of the opinion, that the Gemara is going to call later, Asham vadai ba'i yidia betchila. Just like chatas requires yidia betchila, when you bring the carbon, you have to know for sure you did the carbon that's the aveira that's machayev you a chatas. So to Asham has the same requirement. That's Rabbi Akiva. But then Rashi quotes Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says, no, the language used there, malazem maybe shtei ashamos. Why is this person bringing two carbon ashams? He's bringing an asham totally now. And then later on, fine, by a regular case, we bring an asham totally to protect you for a carbon of aveira that's b'chayv you achatas, two different carbonas. So you bring an asham totally now, but then you're going to have to bring achatas. So one can't cover the other one. Why? Because it's different carbonos, says Rashi. Dehasam sveiko ayil vadai dekeva. The suffix is an ayil and the vadai is in a keva. But when it comes to this case, says Rabbi Tarfon, they're both ashamos, the same carbon. And therefore, one doesn't have to bring two carbonos. And that's why Rabbi Tarfon says when you bring your original carbon to asham, the asham talui, you bring the payment as well. Because even if you would find out that you actually did the avera, you wouldn't have to bring a new carbon. Wonderful. That is all explanation and defining what Ula is trying to tell us. So now, let's see what Ula is, the chiddush of Ula. Amar Ula. Lamanda amar asham vadai lo baya yediyah betchila, according to the opinion, which Rashi told us is Rabbi Tarfon, that an asham vadai does not require that you know about the Avera when you bring your carbon. Right, in our case, according to Rabbi Tarfon, you're not sure, but it still counts. So according to that opinion, machshava and yediya is not so important when it comes to an asham. Right, yediya is not chashav, because even if I don't have yediya that I did the aveira, I still can use the asham that I brought. So according to that opinion, that machshava is not so important, so then, Ba'al chamish be'ilos b'shivcha charufa. If somebody is with a shivcha charufa, that's one of the averas of a carbon asham, as we said. Me'ila, and Rashi quotes earlier the others. Right, there are only three averas that one is chayav a carbon asham for. Asham gezelos, asham me'ilos, asham shivcha charufa. Those are the three we mentioned in the Mishnah of Ezel Makoman. Gezelos, if I swear that I do not have money of somebody's and I end up having it, either I found it or he gave it to me, I said pikadon, whatever it is, asham Zelos, Asham Me'ilos, and Asham Shivcha Charufa. Shivcha Charufa is a Shivcha Kinanis that was designated to be given to an Evet Ivri, and a man lives with her. So if somebody is with her, Baal Chamish, Be'ilos, Meshivcha Charufa, Eino Chayiv Ela Achas, says Ula, if somebody's with a Shivcha Charufa, five Be'ilos, and there is Yediyah between each Avera. So usually, if there's Yediyah between each Avera, if I eat five pieces of treif, and in between each one, I realize that what I did, I have to bring five carbonos. But here, if you hold, says Ula, like Rabbi Tarfon, that Yediyah does not play such a role by carbon asham, so then here too, Yediyah wouldn't play such a role in terms of being mafsik between the averas of an asham vandai. And you'd only be chayav one. That's what Rashi says on top. Bishogi, v'nodol ben kol achas v'achas, eno chayav alachas. And that shivcha charufa is brought there, because we have a limit elsewhere that is possible by Shivcha Charufa to bring one carbon for many different affairs. So all of that was just to explain the first line of Ula. Again, Ula's point is that according to Rabbi Tarfon, that an Asham Talui could count for your Vadai Avera, so it works even though you didn't know about it when you brought the carbon. You see, Yediyah is not so significant when it comes to carbon Asham. So it's not about Shivcha Charufa. Yediyah is not so significant to be mechalik between the Averas, and therefore you'd only bring one carbon. Maskav la Rav Hamnuna says, 1 minute. Ela mehata ba'al. The Bach takes out the next two words. Ba'al vehifrish carbon. What about this case? If somebody was with a Shivcha Charufa once, and then was even mafrish a carbon, not just found out about it, but was mafrish a carbon, and va'amar, and then says to the Kohen, hamtinuli ad she'evo, and then says to the Kohen, could you please wait? Don't bring my carbon yet until I do another Aveira. Hachanami de'en chayav alachas, you're going to tell me there too, you only chayav one? If not only the Yediyah, but also the Hafrasha? So says the Gemara, no, he doesn't go that, Ula didn't mean to go that far. Amar le, Maisa de la'achar, Hafrasha ka'amrit. You're telling me an avira done after the hafrash is a karma? No. Maitza, d'lachra hafrasha lo kamina. Says the ula, no. I'm only talking about yidia, not hafrasha. Once you did a hafrasha, so that's already tchilas hakrava. And therefore, of course, that's going to be mechalik, and later avera will not be included in the earlier karban. It's only if there is a pure yediyah. That is all number one in the Gemara. The Achrona point out here, there's a possibility that if somebody brings a karban and says, the Havamina of the Gemara, hamtinuli, wait for me until I do this avera, and then you bring the karban, wouldn't that be called zevach rishayim toeva? Certain times that one is not, the karban doesn't work because it's not allowed. Zerach Rosham Toeva. How could you suggest that that's going to work if somebody says, wait here while I do an Aveira and then my karban will be Mechupar for me? So I saw the Ber Yitzchak, one of the Achronim suggests that maybe only by Shivcha Charufa we're suggesting this. Because as Rashi points out here, based on a Mishnah in Krisus, Shivcha Charufa is one of the only Averos that one can bring a karban even if one does an Aveira Bemezid. First couple of skinny lines. Hani Mili Bemezid, Shuman Amaviyim Alamezid Keshogeg. Shivcha Charufa, even if I do an Aver B'mezid. So if I can bring a karban, even if I do an Aver B'mezid, that shows me that Zevach Rishayim Toeva is not an issue when it comes to the Aver of Shivcha Charufa. And as Zecher Yitzchak says, maybe this is also the Pshat, and maybe this Rambam is this Gemara is the source for a Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Tshuva, let me just find the Rambam says in Hilchas Tshuva, in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, much discussed, Yom Kippur time, Se'ir HaMishtalayach, the seer that we throw off the cliff, Lefishu Kapara Al Kol Yisrael, since it brings the Kapara for in the entire Jewish people, Kohen Gadol Mizvade Alav Alashon Kol Yisrael. We've spoken about this verbose language in the past, why he seems to be so emphatic about this, Shene'emar V'Hisvadol V'Eschol V'Nos B'nei Yisrael, and then the Rambam says, what is included in the Kapara of the Se'ir HaMishtalayach? All averus are included. Bein sha'avar b'zadon, bein sha'avar b'shkaga. Even if somebody did it b'mezid. Somebody did an aver b'mezid, still, the Seir Mishalech is b'chaper. Bein sha'odelo, bein sha'lohodelo. Whether he knows about it, that he did the aver or not. Hakol miskaper b'Seir Mishalech, as long as the Rama Meiz v'hu sha'asad shuva. As long as one did tshuva. If somebody didn't do tshuva, so then it's only machaper on the kalos. Good. How does that work? Without tshuva, it's still machaper on something. That's also a big chiddush. But let's focus on the first part. Even on a mezid, how is the Seir Mishalech machaper on a mezid? He knows he's doing it, the aveira. He knows exactly what he's doing wrong, and yet the kafar is going to work. So suggests the Zecher Yitzchak, well, the Seir Mishalech also. How do you know? Why isn't it Zevach Rishayim Toeva? So we say the same thing. The Seir Mishalech says, because of Mikan Hotzi HaRambam, Seir Mishalech V'chaper Al-Asa, Gala Mishalo, I'm sorry, Seir Mishalech, I'm sorry, it's the second half of the Rambam that he's focusing on, not the first half, that it works even without Tshuva. What do you mean even without Tshuva? Isn't that Zevach Rishayim Toeva? So the answer is no. Once I know that Seir Mishalech is B'chaper, even on Mezid, so too, it must be that there's no issue of Zevach Rishayim Toeva. And that's why the Kapara works. And maybe the source for that Rambam is right here. By Shivcha Charufa, this wouldn't be a case of Zevach Rishayim Toeva, because you know Shivcha Charufa is Bechaper on Mezids as well. Good. That is all, though, number one, day number one in the Gemara, that Ula says, according to Rebbe Tarfon, Rashi identifies the opinion of the Gemara's Rebbe Tarfon that holds that your Asham Talui that is brought for a Safik Aveira, that's Mechayev you and Asham, will work for your later Asham, even if you find out that you Vaday did it, you would not have to bring a new Karban. That the same, the application and a connection that we would say based on that shita is that if somebody lives with a Shivcha Charufa and finds out in between, you're also only chayav one karban, but we would not go as far as to say if the hafrasha was done in between. Good. Kiyatsa Rav Dimi Amar. Now Rav Dimi, when he came from Eretz Yisrael, he made the following comment related to the other opinion. Laman da Amar Asham Vaday Bo'i Yediyah Batchila. According to the opinion that says, Asham Vaday requires Yediyah, meaning Rebbe Akiva. Like Rashi said, that if I bring, yes, I have to bring an Asham Talui, if I'm not sure if I did an aver, it's b'chayev me and asham. But once I find out that I did the aver of the asham, I have to bring a new carbon, just like chatas. There's no difference between chatas and asham. So, according to that opinion, so yediyah is important. just like by chata, so too by asham. So therefore, what would the application be? Baal chamish bilos b'shivcha charufa chayev al kalachas v'achas. According to that opinion, you'd be chayev for each one because yedi is significant in this sugya, and therefore it would be mechalik between the averos, and you'd have to bring a carbon for each and every avera. Amalei Abaya, Harei Chatas de Beinon Yediya Batchila. 1 second. What do we have yesterday? This is why this whole sugi is here, because of this line. Harei Chatas de Beinon Yediya Batchila. By a Chatas, you for sure have to know when you bring your carbon Chatas that you did the Avera then. A Chatas is never going to work if you don't know the Avera at that moment. What do you mean? Didn't Reish Lakish say yesterday? Remember the case? If somebody eats 2 kazesim of Chalev in 1 helem, and he finds out that he ate the first one, and then he finds out that he ate the second one. Rabbi Yochanan says you're chayev 2. But Rabbi Shlakish says you're only chayev 1, even though you found it in between. You're only chayev 1? What do you mean? I thought by, how could you only be chayev 1 if the later Avera is going to be nechla with the earlier Yediyah? So that's what the, how can you say that? That's what the Abaya asks. Chatas, you need Yediyah Batchila. And you see there's a machlokas about it. The Iker is Reish Lakish's point. Rashi says on the eighth wide line, the Kama Reish Lakish, the Ein Yediyah's Machalkos, Liz Chayev Bishtayim. Yediyah's not Machalik going according to Reish Lakish. But I mean, I thought it should be. Ishtik, Rivdimi did not answer Abaya. Unclear why. Did he not think it was a question? Did he think the answer was obvious? Amar le, so Abaya keeps talking and says, and Rashi even has the girsa, Amar le Abaya. Amar le, Dilma, b'maisa delachar afrasha kamrit, should I understand what you meant to say is that after hafrasha, that's the key, not just pure yediya ukid Rav Hamnuna, like Rav Hamnuna's point before, and therefore it's not against Reish Lakish? Amar le, Rav Dimi answers, in yes, that's exactly what I meant to say. Meaning, when there's a hafrasha, that for sure is mechali. But I did not mean a yediya, and in that way, it's not against Reish Lakish, whom we had earlier. But again, remember, Rashi pointed out that Ula and Rav Dimi aren't arguing, they're just explaining different opinions. Generally, in Shas, when we have a Kiasa Rav Dimi, it's followed by a Kiasa Ravin. It comes up because they both came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so most of the time it has this. So Ravin right now tells us, it's not really a third Shita, it's really a summary in code of the first two opinions. Kiasa Ravin Amar Hakol Modi B'Shivcha Charufa. Everybody agrees by Shivcha Charufa. V'Hakol Modi B'Shivcha Charufa. And everybody agrees by Shivcha Charufa. Sounds like the same thing. But that's going to be one alluding to, one telling us Ula, one telling us Rav Dimi, as we'll see. Umachlokes v'shivcha charufa, and there's machlokes v'shivcha charufa. So what does these three statements mean? So the Gemara explains, Hakol modim b'shivcha charufa, de'eno chayev ala achas, ki de'ula. Everybody agrees by shivcha charufa. According to the opinion that Hashem does not need yediyah b'tchila, you'd only be chayev one with the yediyah in between, like Ula said. And number two, v'hakol modim b'shivcha charufa, de'chayev al kalachas v'achas, ki Rav Hamnuna. And everybody agrees that if there was hafrasha in the middle, that you'd be chayiv on each one, because hafrasha is machalik. And number three, umachlokes b'shivcha charufa, and the machlokes is as follows. Lamada amar asham vadai bo yediyah batchila, machlokes the Rabbi Yochanan Rav Shimon ben Lakish. But if you say, according to the opinion that you need yediyah batchila, as we said, according to Rav Dimi, so that would be a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rav Shimon ben Lakish, as we said, depending how you would understand. Is it just yediyah, or it would be yediyah nafrasha according to Reish Lakish? Good. What do we paskin in all these cases? If you look at the Rambam paskins that there's no difference between Asham and Chatas. There's no difference between Asham and Chatas. Both require Yediyah Batchila. That is the Rambam and the Cheshkagos, Perek Tes, Halacha Vav. Where does this come up? I think, okay, it's Karbanas. But there is a discussion, Halacha Lamaisa, of this in the Shulchan Aruch. You don't have to look too far in the Shulchan Aruch. Simin Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch. When the Gemara talks about, different tefillos to say in the morning, and the Shulchan Aruch talks about karbanos, the importance of karbanos we spoke about back in Maseches Brachos, we spoke about Rabbeinu Yonah, who seems to say that it's a mitzvah daraisa to be kore karbanos. The Gemara at the end of Maseches Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph, which talks about Avram Avinu pleading with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how will Bnei Yisrael receive kapara after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let them say Hakrovas Karbanos, let them say all the parts of Karbanos, and I'll consider it as if they brought it. So in that discussion, the Shulchan Aruch says not only does one recite the parsha of Karbanos, which are either the Psukim, the Karban Tamid, and also the fifth parak of Zachim, Ezel Makalman, but says the Shulchan Aruch, Kishayisayim Parshas Ha'ola, when a person finishes the parsha of the Ola, and this is in some Sidurim, Yomar, Yihirat Samofanecha, Sheyezech Chashuv Makubal Ki'ilu Akraf the Ola. After I say the parsha of Ola, I should say it's a Yehi Ratzon. It's as if I gave the Ola. V'kach Yomar Achar Parshas HaMincha V'Ashlamim. So I should say it by Ola and Mincha and Shlamim. Mipnei Sheheim Ba'im Nedava. Because they are Ba'im Nedava, so I say that special Yehi Ratzon every single morning. So what did the Shulchan Aruch leave out? Obviously, which two? Chatas and Asham. Those two are not on the list. And that's discussed in the tour. The tour in the Beis Yosef. Why are those left off the list? Well, those are the list. So the Pashas is because you can't bring those Benedava. You can't bring we're only giving Nedavas today. We don't know that we're Chayiv. So that is those are left off the list. If you look at the Beis Yosef, there discusses, I'm not sure about Asham. Right? There are some Tanoim that brought an Asham Tali every day. Because, you know, Mestama, they violated something. Right? So the Misnadiv Adam Asham Tali B'chol Yom. Or the Beis Yosef quotes, why, maybe say Asham, because Asham Nazir maybe is considered an Asham Shel Nadava. Because a person has a choice to put themselves into the situation of being a Nazir, even though once they're in the state of Nazirus, they don't have a choice. Maybe then it should be. So that's the interesting discussion about Asham and Chatas. But then if you look in the Magen Avram, right here, in Sifkat and Yud Aleph says, he quotes the Marshal, Sha'achar Chatas Yomar, Imnes Chayavti Chatas Yihiratzon Shiyehe V'chulu. He quotes the Marshal, it's quoted in the Bach, but quoting the Marshal, that after Chatas, you should say the Yihiratzon, that if I was Chayav Chatas, so then this should be it. So V'kashali, says the Magen Avram now, Shari Talmud Arachu B'Shabbos, it says in Shabbos on Ardaf, the Chatas Bo Yediya B'tchila. You can't bring a carbon chatas unless you know for sure you did the avera. And even though we'll get to Rashi in a second, but he says, I don't understand what he's talking about. That's for I says, no, you can't do it by chatas. Maybe by asham. Why? This is the Magen Avram talking now. Linog da achar parshas ha asham yomar rabona shalolam inus chayavti asham yiratzam achulu da asham lo ba yediyah betchila. Because asham does not need it. Avalachar chatas lo yomar klum. So he says, chatas, don't say anything. So the Magen Avram paskins a chilek between chatas and asham when it comes to yediyah betchila. We mentioned the Rambam paskins in both cases you need yediyah betchila. But the Magen Avram quotes that there's a chilek between Asham and Chatos. We paskin when it comes to Asham that one can't see because Asham is lo ba yediyah betchila. Good, that's an interesting discussion of the halacha lemaisa, whether to say the hiratzon every single morning. Just in one other ha'ara, which the Rabbi Akiva Eiger makes this ha'ara in Rashi, when Rashi has the line where he says that you cannot count your later, if you bring an Asham Tali, you can't count it for the later Chatas, why? What's the difference? Why by Asham there's an opinion that you could count it, Rabbi Tarfud, but Chatas not? Because Rashi quotes, it's a different carbon. Mashmah, if it would be the same carbon, you'd be able to count it. So that's the Magen Avram's problem right here. The Gilon HaShas here is mayor to the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram says, I don't understand Rashi, because Rashi is a much more basic problem. Rashi sounds like if it's the same animal, you would be able to be to use it. Even though, no, says the Magen Avram, we know that Chatos is Ba Yediyah Batchila. So even if it were the same animal, you wouldn't be able to use it. So that's the difficulty the Magen Avram has. And other Achronim, why Rashi quotes a more technical problem than quoting the more basic problem of requiring Yediyah Batchila. Okay, that takes us through Amud Aleph, that takes us through the sugyas of Chilek Malachis and Chatos V'chulu, and now we get into those are the first 2.5 blot of the first 3 blot of this parak, first 4 blot if you count the Samaches, Samaches, Ayin Aleph, beginning of Ayin Beis. Now we get into a different world. We start the sugyas of Misasek. Itmar, says the Gemara. Niskavein. Well, we mentioned this discussion once before in this Masechta, when we spoke about does one have to check their pockets before they go out on Shabbos. And of course, we say it every Friday night that we do have to check our pockets. The question is, why have to check your pockets if it's going to be Misasek anyway? But let's see. What is Misasek? Let's see right now. It says the Gemara Itmar. Niskavein lahagbiya es hatalush v'chata chasamachu bar pater. What happens if I have a knife on the floor? and I go to pick up the knife, all I want to do is pick up the knife from the grass. And niskaven like bias atalush, I just want to pick it up. And what did I do? V'chatach as a mechubar. As I picked up the knife, I cut a piece of grass. I cut a flower. Putter, I am putter. Why? Because, as Rashi explains here, I didn't even have kavana to do the act. I just had the act to pick something up, not even to cut something. And I cut something by mistake, so that is putter, that is known as the pater of misasik. Misasik literally means being involved in. I'm involved in something, and something else happens. Right, that is misasik. There are many different categories of misasik. The Tiferes Yisrael and his Hakdama. Tiferes Yisrael has a Hakdama to Masechet Shabbos, where he goes through all of the general rules and regulations. Malach Shem Svich Legufa, Misasik, Mekalkel, Shinui, Grama, Davashin Miskavim, Sekresha, all of the general rules and regulations of Malach Shabbos. So there he discusses all the different types of misasik and the ones that there are machlokos about and ones that there are, everybody agrees. So, the Gemara says, at least the one that everybody agrees to, if somebody has kavana to pick something up and they cut something instead, so that is misasik. Let's just finish the line and then we'll talk about some lamdas. Lachtoch es atalush v'chadach es amechubar. What if no? I wanted to cut something that was already cut. Lachtoch es atalush v'chadach es amechubar. I wanted to do the act of cutting. But I meant to do the act of cutting to something that was cut already, which would not be a malacha. Let's say I have something on the counter, and I lift up the knife, and I'm about to cut a cucumber. And I bring the knife down, and instead of the cucumber, by mistake, there was a flower that was in a flower pot next to the cucumber, and I cut the flower instead of the cucumber. So I had in mind to do an act of chaticha, but it was in mind to do a chaticha de hetera. And instead, I did a chaticha de isura. Is that also misasek? So that's a machlokas. Rava Amar Patra, Abaye Amar Chayiv. Machlokas, whether misasik is even if I had kavanah to do the act, but it was an act of heter. Right? Walking by, let's say brushing by a light switch and turning it on. So that is something that is for sure misasik according to everybody. The question is, what if I have kavanah to do the act? Would that be misasik or not? So it's a machlokas between Rava and Abaya. Rava Amar Patur, Dehalon is kavin lachaticha di Yisura. Rava says Patur in that case. Why? Meaning it's nisasik even in that case, because you didn't have kavana to do an avera. You had kavana to do a mutter act. Abaya Amar Chayiv, Dehamachavin lachaticha ba'alma. Abaya says, no, you had in mind to do this physical act. So as long as you had in mind to do the act, so what that you had in mind to do mutter, but it would turn out to be aser. But if you had in mind to do the physical act, you're still going to be chayiv. That's the machlokas between Abaye and Rava. Does misasik apply in that case? There is a machlokas, Rishonim. What about if I had kavana to, let's say I say that's like Rava, we hold pater. Rava holds pater even in that case. If I have in mind to do a chaticha de hetera, and I did a chaticha de isura. What if I had in mind to do a maisa isura A, and instead I did maisa isura B? I had kavana to go cut flower A, and instead I cut flower B. So that is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosas. Rashi said that's not misasik. Rashi says misasek, that would be there you'd be chayav a carbon chatas. If you did it by accident, it won't be a chayav skila, but it would be a shogeg. But you'd be chayav a carbon chatas there. Tosfos says, no, even in that case, that would be misasek. Even if you, the only thing you didn't do was what, you did the exact malacha that you wanted to do. The exact one, you just had a different object that it was chal on. That is enough to be considered misasek. According to Tosas. That's a machlokas Rashi. Tosas, stop there for a minute before we get into the svaras of Rava and Abaye. We discussed in the past the beautiful machlokas between Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Nesivas. The Gemara says in Maseches Krisus that there are two sources for the Petur of Misasik. One of them is the Hilcha Shabbos Petur, which we're familiar of, Malechas Machsheves Asr Torah. But then the Gemara on New Testament Beis and Krisus quotes later on another source. The Pasuk says, by Karban Chazas Asher Chata Ba. Ba, if you do the aver in it, pratla misasik, that excludes misasik. Right? Misasik just involved, where something is lacking, so that is putter. So that's a source in Kala Torah Kula. Malachas Machsheves is a source in Hilcha Shabbos. But those are two sources. And the Rishonim already are bothered, why do you need two sources? So that's what Tosfos says right here, how Tosfos knows that even where you have kavana to do Isser Act A, and you did, you know, you had a kavanah to do a maisa iser on A, and you did a maisa iser on B instead, that's also considered misasik. So, says Tosas, that's how you know the two sources. Even the second source, that would be, even the second case would be misasik. Rabbi Kiveger, in Tshuva and Simen Ches, well-known Tshuva Rabbi Kiveger, says that I have a different svara. Why you need two sources for misasek? Because the question Rabbi Kiveger deals with is misasek a maisa avera with a ptur onshin, which would make it similar to shogeg. It's just that shogeg has a chiyuv chatas, and misasek is even less than that, but it's still a maisa avera. Or do I say no? Misasek is not even a maisa avera at all. Okay, this is a similar question that you could ask by a number of contexts. For example, a maisa avera of a katan. A katan is not going to be punished. Is it because it's not even a maisa avera, or it is a maisa avera, but you're not going to get punished for it? Or a maisa avera ba'ones, if I'm forced to do something. So is it considered a maisa avera, but I have an excuse, or is it not even a maisa avera? So you could ask that by katan, you could ask that by ones, and you ask that by misasik as well. Says Rabbi Kiveger, I think there's a difference between kol haTorah kula and Shabbos. V'nira li davar chadash, says Rabbi Kiveger. Demadim im ma'atidon me'asher chata ba'prala misaseg, that which the Gemara increases your test. Quotes a second pasuk, specifically by asher chata ba, lo dimisaseg lo nasis ha'avera klal. You don't say it as if it wasn't done. El dimikri avera b'shogeg. It's called an avera b'shogeg. V'ach b'shogeg kahai me'atidon me'asher chata ba'tapata mikarban. Avo mikamako mikri shigigas iser. Avo ma, that is asher chataba. In kala Torah kula, it's an avera with a ptur. Avo ma, dimamatina mitam alechas machsheves asher Torah. In hilchas Shabbos, specifically, hecha delecha melechas machsheves eno bechlau malacha velo naase avera klau. Says Rabbi Kiveger, only in Hilchas Shabbos we say it's not even a Maisa Avera at all. That's the Chiddush. And that's why there's two sources, says Rabbi Kiveger. Because in Kol Torah Kula, it is a Maisa Avera with a Ptur Onshin, while in Misasek, it is not even a Maisa Avera at all. And then he explains that's why in Hilchas Shabbos, you wouldn't say Kimle B'Durabamine if you would have this type of Misasek, because there's no action there. By a shogeg, you could have an action. Chayvi misa shogegin. You have an action there that could potter. But by misasek of Hilchas Shabbos, so that is not even a maisa avera at all. And he quotes rayas to this. What's his rayas? He quotes one or two rayas. First, he quotes the Gemara in Brachas Yotes. Yotes Chaf, the sugyas of Kavod Abrias. If somebody sees their friend wearing kilayim in the street, the Gemara says you have to rip it off them. Rip it off them. Posh off Yilu Bashuk. And the Gemara says that this is even if he doesn't know. You have to tell him. So the question is, that's misasik. He doesn't even realize that he's in the middle of doing an avera. And you have to take it off. What does that show? It means it must be that he's doing the avera. If you say it's not even a maisa avera at all, so why should he have to, he doesn't know about it. Right? Similar cases of discussions. If there's a kohen sleeping in a building and a person dies, do you have to wake up the kohen to get out? He doesn't know. Do you have to tell a kohen to rush out of there? What do I say? No, as long as he doesn't know, so he's not doing anything wrong. It's misasik. So again, that is a question. Rabbi Kiveger says in that case, he would say you have to wake him up. See, that's why you have to take it off. Then Rabbi Kiveger says maybe by kilayim is not such a raya because the Gemara's notes increases your test and elsewhere. There are two exceptions to the rule. There are two cases where even misasik is chayav, but the Gemara calls him misasik b'chalavim v'arayos. Eating and physical pleasure. Arayos. So those two are chayiv even misasik, because the Gemara says shekein nehene. Hanoah takes the place of kavana, takes the place of an action that is not recognized. So maybe kilayim is like that because you're getting physical pleasure by wearing the kilayim. But either way, Rabbi Kiva Eger Svara is that in Kala Torah Kula it is a maisa there with a Ptur Onshin, Mashenkin in Hilchas Shabbos it is nothing. And he quotes his good friend. He quotes the Nesivos. He says Vera'isi liyadidi. Let me just find it. He said very easily, Didi Baal Chavas Das, Besifro Bukar Chayim. He quotes the Nesivos. He calls him the Baal Chavas Das, which is the Nesivos on Yoredeya. And he quotes him in the Sefer Makar Chayim. I don't know why I wasn't quoting the Baal Nesivos. He knows him about the Baal Chavas Das, the Nesivos on Choshe Mishpat, the Chavas Das on Yoredeya, the Makar Chayim on Hilchas Pesach, or the Nachas Yaakov on Chumish, or from Rebecca Melisa. He goes, the Chavas Das, the Baal Nesivos asks, says, I don't understand why if somebody has chametz in their house and they don't even realize it, they're going to violate by Rabbi Yimatzai. I don't understand that. He says he doesn't know, but it's not a Maisa Avera. Why should you have to get rid of it? So says the Rebbe Kivayegi. He said, no, that's my point. I beg to differ. I think he's wrong. I think it is a Maisa Avira, and that's why you have to be worried about it for Bal Yira, Bal Yimatzit. Okay, there are a number of questions that are asked on the Rebbe Kivayegi by some of the Achronim. Rebbe Elchanan asks a beautiful question. We know that if somebody's Misasek, from Misachas Rosh Hashanah, if somebody's Misasek by a mitzvah, he's not Yotzei. If somebody happens to start blowing a little bit on Rosh Hashanah, he's not focusing on blowing. He's misasik in the blowing, so that he's not Yotzei. But one second, according to Rebbe Kivayegi, if it's a Maisa Aveiro with a Peter Onshim, so it should be a Maisa Mitzvah too. And Mitzvah Zayin Tzrichas Kavana. So therefore, you should say, a Maisa Mitzvah b'misasik should be good enough. So that's an interesting question. Rebbe Chanan asked that in Psachim and Simon Reish Tesvav in the Kovetz Shiurim. Anyway, this is a major discussion of how you determine misasik. The other issue specifically here about misasik is what's the difference between misasik and darshin and miskaven? In both cases, right, you're doing something. What's the difference between miskaven? You're doing act A, which might not cause act B. Here, also, it's somewhat removed, but it's a different principle. You have different sources, separate makoros for misasik other than darshin and miskaven. So, what the Achronim explain generally is darshin and miskaven is really two actions. By the case, the Gemara gives us dragging the bench. I'm dragging a bench, so that's act A. Making a hole, that's something totally separate. That's a separate Maisa. That's one concept. Misasek, I end up doing one Maisa. I thought I was going to do act A, and I did act B. That's a different Maisa that I thought I was going to do. So that's a different concept, and therefore you need a different source for the Ptur. Okay, let's continue though now. So we quoted Machlokas Abaye and Rava, again about what case, if somebody's kavanah to cut something talush and he ends up cutting something mechubar. He had kavanah to do a maisa heter and he ends up doing a maisa iser. So Amar Rava min Allah. Rava says, where do I know this from? From a brisa, Titania, Chomer Shabbos mishar mitzvahs, the Chomer shar mitzvahs mishabbos. There's a chumrah by Hilchah Shabbos, and there's a chumrah by other halachic contexts. Chumrah b'Shabbos b'Shar Mitzvahs. What's the chumrah by Shabbos? Shabbos asa shtayim behela mechad chayev achalachas v'achas. By Shabbos, if I do two things in one forgetting, I'm chayev two. Masheki b'Shar Mitzvahs. Unlike by other mitzvahs, if you do two in one helam, you're chayev only one. What exactly is this referring to? The Gemara will explain. But first we finish the Braisa. And the opposite. The Chomer Shar Mitzvahs Mishabbos. And Shar Mitzvahs is more Chamor than Shabbos. Sheb Shar Mitzvahs Shogag below Miskavin Chayiv. But by other mitzvahs, if I do a Shkaga without Kavanah I'm Chayiv, Masheiki Mishabbos. Unlike Shabbos, if you do a Shkaga, you're going to be Pater. What a case is that talking about? We will see. Bez Hashem. But now the Gemara explains. Omar Ma. So that's the source for Rava. Rava's Shogag below Miskavein. Shogag below Miskavein, Rava says, Pater, that's what's being referred to there. But now let's get into it a little deeper. So, Amar Mar. And again, the Gemara is only going to get to this all the way on the top of the next Amud. And on the fifth line, we're going to talk about what Abaya does with his Brisa. So, Amar Mar, Chomer Shabbos Mishar Mitzvos. Shah Shabbos, what was the first line of the Brisa? Shabbos is more Chomer. Shah Shabbos, Asa Shtayim Behelam Echad Chayav Akalachas V'achas. By Shabbos, if I do two Averis in one Helam, I'm Chayav on both. Mashengi Mishar Mitzvos. So what are we talking about? Say, Hey Chidami, what's the case that on Shabbos you're Chayav two, and everywhere else you're Chayav one? Ilema de avad kitzira vetrina. Is it if you did two different avos malachos in one helim, so you're chayev two? Dichvas agabi shar mitzvahs. Similarly, what would be the parallel by shar mitzvahs? Achal chela vadam. If I do two different isurim, so why would there be a difference? Hachatayim mechayev, hachatayim mechayev. You'd be chayev both. And this is, we spoke about this 2 days ago, from the Totos Chaim, when the Gemara spoke about chiluk malachos on Shabbos. Does that mean two different Shemos Isser, or the same Shem Isser and two Gufim? So he quoted the Rashi right here. See, Rashi Dibur Masal Chela Vadam. Dumya Ditrina Vekzira Shehein Shnei Gufim. Wow. At least at this stage of the Gemara, two Malachis are compared to Chelev and Dam. But that's what the Gemara is saying here. If you do two Avos Malachis, you're Chayev two. If you do two different Averis, you're Chayev two. So that's not a difference between Shabbos versus Shar Mitzvos. So Ella, what must it mean? What's the case by Shar Mitzvahs where you only chayev one? To achal chaylev a chaylev. If you date chaylev twice in the same helam, dechvas agabi Shabbos. And what would be the parallel by Shabbos? Dava kasira kasira. You do the same av malacha. But again, hacha chadam chayev, hacha chadam chayev. So there you're chayev one in both cases. So again, we're still stuck. What's the case that by Shabbos you're chayev two, and by other areas of halacha you're only chayev one? The Ritva here is Meir. Why didn't the Gemara suggest, what about Shigigas Shabbos? The Gemara said earlier at the beginning of the parak that if I don't know about Shabbos, I'm chayev, if I forget it's Shabbos, I'm chayev on each Shabbos. So that there you don't have such a parallel by other Averis, asked the Ritva. So the Ritva says you have to say that that's not a din of Shabbos, that's a din of a Yediyah. So that shows by if there's a yediyah between your chayev, and that'll be the same thing by other averus. If there's a kol hecha diga yamim beitayim lechalik hachanayim chayev tard. If you have different days in between, it could also be that you'd be chayev there. So again, the Ritva has that suggestion, but he says it's not really a good parallel. So says the Gemara laolam to avad ketzir v'tchina. So the case is that you did two different avos malachos. That's why you chayev two by Shabbos. Mitzvahs. So what about by shar mitzvahs? What's the case? You'd only be chayev one if you did two different averus. Avodah Zara. It's talking about Avodah Zara. It says Shar Mitzvos, but it means Avodah Zara. Tosafot Sanhedrin says, because Avodah Zara is one of the mitzvos that are connected, call it Torah Kula. That's how you could say it's a Shar Mitzvos is alluding to Avodah Zara. So that's what it's talking about. If I do a number of Isurim of Avodah Zara, I'm only chayev one. Ukid Rabbi Ami. Dom Rabbi Ami. Zivach v'kiter v'nisech. If somebody sacrificed or did haktara and then burned or poured wine b'halom ha'achas and achayv ha'achas, that's the case. That line of the first line of the, there were two lines of the Brisos. The first line of the Brisos we just explained, when are you chayv two by Shabbos and one elsewhere? That is by Shabbos two different malachas, and by avodas and by shar mitzvahs that's talking about avodas zara, you're only chayv one there. So now the Gemara says, okay, you explained the first line of the Brisa, but now let's get to the second line of the Brisa, which is why we have this whole Brisa here, why Rava brought this to prove his Shita. So, b'mayu kimta, b'avodah zara, say, ema seifa, but go to the next line. You're going to tell me shar mitzvah means avodah zara? It's not going to work in the next line. Ema seifa, chomer b'shar mitzvos. What's the chomer b'shar mitzvos where you would be chayiv while Shabbos, you would be pater? She b'shar mitzvos, shogag while amaskavin chayiv, mashenki m'shabbos. That was the line. Shogeg by shar mitzvos, you're chayiv, achatos, and not by Shabbos. So I shogag while amaskavin, da avodah zara, echidami. What's the case? We just said shar mitzvos means avodah zara. So chomer, it would mean the same thing in line 1 and 2 of the Brisa. So what's the case by avodah zara? What's a shogeg by avodah zara that you'd be chayiv for? What they be chayiv a carbon for? What's a shogeg? How are you shogeg in avodah zara? So, I lema kesavar besa knesses hu fish tachavela hari libel shemayim. If it's that you thought a place was a shul, it was really a church, but you thought it was a shul, and you bowed down, but your kavanah is to serve Hashem, but you just happened to think it was a shul, hari libel shemayim. So you didn't do anything wrong, libel shemayim. Rashi says, uma chiyuv yeshkan. What's the chiyuv? Afilu yadashu besa avodah zara. Even if he knew it was a besa avodah zara, and he bowed down in there, but he just stopped in mincha there. Ein chiyuv kan. There's no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv there. What is ein chiyuv kan? So the Ritva is medayik. There's no chiyuv, but he's still not allowed to do it. Still not allowed to do it. I'm not allowed to go into a church to daven. I mean, there's other isurim we talk about going into a base of a dezar. But the Ritva is meyer that it's still not mutter. Maris ayin issues, the Gemara and Avodazara talk all about the bowing down to pick up some money in front of a tselem. Right, on Maris ayin is definitely an issue. The Ritva has that diuk in Rashi. So what's the case of shogig in our brisa that you're going to be chayiv on? So right, if it's a total shogig that he throws a shul, you're not chayiv at all. El de chazul andarta. Maybe it's that you saw a statue, the Sagila. It's a statue that everybody bows down to, right? The Chiddush Yaron right here says, what is the case? It's okay, let me just read you. I think I have his Lashon here. The Ron says, Sheitzuras HaMelech Sheosan L'Chvodo. It's a statue of a king that you make for his covet. Ve'en Avodazor Klal. V'yafilo HaNachrim Shemishtachavim. Even the non-Jews that bow down to it. Ein HaMestat Miskavnim L'Hashtachav L'Hashem El'Kus. They're accepting it as a god. El lechvod haMelech, shesiva shachlo. The Melech says to bow down to it, but not. It's not avodah zara at all. So that's why it's mutter to be mishtachav there. Might not even be a maris ayin issue because even the non-Jews do it. So that's what we're talking about here. That's the shogeg. So again, why would you be chayiv? Hey chidami, e de kibla leket be'aloka. Is it that you accepted this idol and this statue as a god? Mezidu, that's mezid. That's not shogeg. If you lo kibla le'aloka, and if you didn't love klumu, if you're just bowing down, it's nothing on a daraisa level. Maybe Maris Ayin issues. It's nothing. So Ella, next suggestion, me avo miyira. Maybe it's where somebody worships avodah zara out of love and fear. What does that mean? Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi says it means out of love and fear of a person. You love somebody so much, and somebody really wants you to bow down to this avodah zarah. So because you love him so much, you do it, or you fear him. Right? So that's Rashi. Person me'avas adam u'miyiras adam. That's the Ava and Yira that we're speaking about here, which we'll see in a minute, is a machlokas between Abaye and Rava. The Rambam is a totally different shot. The Rambam in Hilchos Akum. The Rambam says Ava and Yira in Perek Gimel Halacha Vav. The Rambam says Ava and Yira of the idol. What does that mean? You think it's a gorgeous looking idol. That's Ahava. Yira means you don't accept it as omnipotent, but you think it has certain powers. That's the Rambam. The Meiri there in Sanhedrin, the Samach Aleph, and other Kesef Mishnah there quotes the Rivash, says, what are you talking about, Rambam? If somebody is scared of an Avodah Zarah and he worships it because he's scared, he thinks he can do something, that's Avodah Zarah Mamish. That's not Avda Be'avo Meira. That's Mamish Avodah Zarah. So that's what the Rivash says. I like Rashi Pshat. Get my focus. Rashi Rambam, what exactly is Avdo me ava or avdo me yira? A lot to talk about, but let's just continue first. So ha nichas, and that's the suggestion in our Gemara. The Brisa, when it's talking about that you're chayiv b'shogeg by shar mitzvahs by avodah zarah, that's talking about if you serve him me avo me yira. So the Gemara says ha nichal abaye damar chayiv. That works for Abaye, who says in Masechta Sanhedrin that you're chayiv in that case. El la Rava damar pater megala meimar. But according to Rava, who says pater in that case, we're back to this problem. What's the case that you're going to be chayiv for b'shogeg by avodah zarah? Ella ba omer mutter. Maybe it's omer mutter. The case where somebody says, Rashi says, Gershon is sky ger ben anachrim. Somebody doesn't have no idea about avodah zarah. He didn't realize avodah zarah was aser. He thought he could believe in God and others also and other powers. Omer mutter. So that's the case, right? The Jester Chagav we mentioned in the past, Rabbi Chanan's first maimar and Kovitz Mamarim, whether belief in God is logical. There's logical. Somebody never knew about there was a God. He never taught it. Is that logical? Is an Ochei Shalom Lokecha logical or not? He says yes. Just got to open your eyes a little bit. That there's a God and a creator and a Mashkiach. So Gemara says, one second though. Back to trying to figure out the Brisa. So the Gemara says, Omer Mutter by Sharaveris, meaning Avodah Zarah is Chayiv. And we say, Mashiachim B'Shabbos to Pater Legamrei. And Mashiachim B'Shabbos is going to be Pater? Who said by Omer Mutter by Shabbos is Pater? Ad kan lo boi minei Rav Amir of Nachman. Earlier in the parak when we discussed this, the choices were Ela ilichiyu vechada o lichiyu vetarti. The only question was by forgetting both by Helam bazeh by Helam zeh bazeh biyado. You don't know about the malachas or about Shabbos. How many are you chayiv? Avol miftri lagamri lo. But for sure you're not going to be Pater totally. So we are stuck. We don't know how to interpret this brisa. Because if line one of the brisa, where Shabbos is more chomer, is about avodah zarah, then you have to say the second line of brisa is also about avodah zarah, right? You don't have a case. So the Gemara throws up its hands and says, Elalav, Reisha ba'akum, the sefer b'shar mitzvahs. It must be that the first line of the brisa is about the shar mitzvahs means avodah zarah, and the second line of the brisa, shar mitzvahs, means literally shar mitzvahs, right? And what is the case? What's the case by Shar Mitzvahs that you're Chayiv and Shabbos you're Pater? V'shagag v'lo miskavin b'Shar Mitzvahs hechidami d'savar d'shuman huvachlo. You thought it was kosher fat and you ate it and it ended up being non-kosher fat. Mashenkin b'Shabbos, and what will be the parallel to Shabbos, the Pater, that is kavin lachtoch hazatolos v'chotach zamachuber Pater. The case of Misatzik that you thought you're doing a Maisa Heter and you ended up doing a Maisa Isser. That is all how Rava would explain this Brisa. The Abaya finishing up, Shagag Bolam Eskaven Echidami, what would Abaya do with this Sabraisa? No. He would say, Desava Roku Bala'o. He would think in a case where there is congealed fat, you think it's just saliva, and you swallow it. You didn't eat it. Saliva is not eaten, Rashi says. There's no Maisa Achila there. It's just swallowed. So that's what you did. And that's the case that you would be Chayiv for in other areas of halacha, mashenkin b'Shabbos to pater, and Shabbos you say as pater, where you didn't even have kavanah to do the act. The niskaven like bi'as atolos v'chadach samachubar pater. That's the parallel to the rogue case. Avon niskaven like tochas atolos v'chadach samachubar chayiv. But if you have kavanah to be chotech the talosh and you have the kavanah to do the ma'isa, even if it's not a ma'isa iser, Abaye would say that would not be misasig. You would be chayiv ekshogeg in that case. Just one other point of machlokas here. That's interesting machlokas. Rov Rishonim. The Rambam says it explicitly, and the Ran says if somebody based on Tosis discussion, Tosis the Maskel Rava says, I don't understand how could Rava say putter in the case of me'ava umiyira? How could Rava say putter there? It's one of the big three. So no matter what, right? You can't be poer lomarkolis. Right? How could he, it's one of the big three. So Tosfos says, Rava, when he says pater, does not mean that it's mutar l'achila. It just means if you did it, we're not going to be put you to death. So Tosfos here, and the Rambam passes this way too. If somebody, Rachman Oslan, is in a state where he has to give his life to the big three, it's a case where he should be, Yahari Val Yavar, but he doesn't stand up to the test, the Rambam Paskins, and that's what Tosfos says right here, he's pater best, he's not chayim misa. He was machal shem shemayim, but he's not chayim misa. Rabbeinu David, quoted in the Ran, in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Aleph, says, he's chayim misa. Bezdin would put him to death in that case. Right? It's a major machlokas. Maybe it's about what we alluded to before. How do you look at a maisa ver ba'ones? Or you might even say, even if generally, maisa ver ba'ones is not even a maisa, maybe by the big three it is a maisa. It's a big discussion. Either way, that is an important machlokas to be aware of. Okay, we'll stop here by the two dots. And Hashem, we will continue. Tavayin Gimel is all Melecha Shabbos, the Mishnah, on the bottom of Amud Aleph. Okay, we'll stop here.